Okay, so I'm going to do the 65 questions you aren't used to, because, hey, I'm obviously love the sound of my own voice, so I may as well do it. I've only read like the first couple, so there's going to be a lot of ums and ahs and ers and me trying to figure out what the hell I'm going to answer to it, so better get started. All right. Question one, do you ever doubt the existence of others than you? No. However, I do remember very, very vividly as a small child, probably around 3 or 4, I was convinced that every other person except for myself and my mother were robots. I don't know where I got that idea, but I was convinced of it very briefly. But that was... yeah. Question two. On a scale of 1 to 5, how afraid of the dark are you? Probably between a 2 and a 3. Although I will say that I'm thinking more in the context of, you know, being at home with all the lights out and stuff. I would be pretty damn afraid of the dark if I was somewhere that was strange to me. Three, the person you would never want to meet. Person I'd never want to meet. The Pope. Not really. Would not have anything in common with the Pope, whichever Pope at the time it is. Four, what is your favourite word? That's a tough one. God, I'm already stalling and it's only question four. What's your favourite word? Bubble. I like the word bubble. At the moment, it would change. But bubble. It's fascinating to say. Bubble, 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 bubble. And it was invented by Shakespeare, so that's pretty cool. Question five. If you were a type of tree, what would you be? I'd totally be a frangipani tree, because if you cut off like a branch off one of them and you can replant it and it will grow. So, I mean, I wouldn't try and cut off any of my limbs, but you cut me down and I'll just keep on growing. Six, when you looked in the mirror this morning, what was the first thing you thought? Oh God, I need to re-dye my hair. My roots are showing through really badly. Question seven, what shirt are you wearing? I am not wearing a shirt. I'm wearing a zip-up jumper, which was from my former workplace. So I've tried to cut out the logo of the workplace and I've put some cool badges on there instead. Really daggy, but comfy and warm. Eight, what do you label yourself as? Creative. I like creating things. Wouldn't call myself an artist because I don't necessarily create art, but yeah, I'm a creative. I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and write and sing and paint and shit. So yeah, I'm a creative. Number nine, bright room or dark room? Dark room all the way. Don't know what happened to my voice there. Question 10, what were you doing at midnight last night? What was I doing at midnight last night? I know I was up. I was awake. I was listening to audios while sitting in the lounge room and watching someone else play The Division on the Xbox. Question 11, favourite age you've been so far? My current age, which is 28. It's always going to be my current age because I just like being who I am. Question 12, who told you they loved you last? My parrot. She likes to say I love you a lot. Question 13, your worst enemy? Myself. I tend to self-sabotage way too much. Question 14, what is your current desktop picture? Let's have a look. For lovely ladies that are just wearing their underwears, and they have very nice boobies. That's all I'm saying about that. Question 15, do you like someone? I like a lot of people. Question 16, the last song you listened to? Winter by Tori Amos, because I was listening to it before I recorded it for Reddit, for Audio Candy. Question 17, you can press a button that will make any one person explode. Who would you blow up? Well, if we're talking like literally explode and kill them, then no one, because I don't want to have the power of life and death. If we're talking explode, like they'll blow up into a big balloon, I don't know, one of our politicians, because that would be funny. Question 19, if anyone could be your slave for a day, who would it be and what would they have to do? Ooh, ooh, could be so evil here. Who would it be and what would they have to do? I'd like to make Dave Grohl my slave for a day, and his task would be to sing songs to me, but improvised on the spot, not existing Foo Fighter songs, just songs about, he could be like the soundtrack to my life for the day. Question 20, what is your best physical attribute? Physical attribute, so I can't say my mind. I'm a big fan of my lips. I like my lips. They're pouty and stuff, so I'll keep that a bit more safe work. Question 21. If you were the opposite sex for one day, what would you look like and what would you do? I would look fucking good as a dude, although I'm short, but I'd be a really hot short dude. What would I do? I'd wank, because having a penis for a day would be very interesting. Question 22. Do you have a secret talent? If yes, what it is? Well, if I tell you, it won't be a secret, will it? Question 23. What is one unique thing you're afraid of? Unique thing I'm afraid of. I don't know if it's really unique, but a lot of people think it's weird. I'm afraid of moths. They freak me out. Question 24. You can only have one kind of sandwich. Every sandwich ingredient known to humankind is at your disposal. Ooh. Going to show my weirdness here. Ham, cheese, salami, and strawberry jam. Question 25. You just found $100. How are you going to spend it? Probably on seeing a movie, the cinema, and some food, and maybe some makeup. Question 26. You just got a free plane ticket to go anywhere in the world, but you have to leave immediately. Where are you going to? Scotland. Yep. I would go to Scotland. Question 27. An angel appears out of heaven and offers you a lifetime supply of the alcoholic beverage of your choice. Be brand specific, it says. Man, what are you going to say about that? Even if you don't drink booze, there's something you can figure out. So what's it going to be? Well, I don't drink. Nothing against it. Just occasionally have a scotch. But yeah, I really don't drink. Oh God, what's a really expensive one? Someone sell it. Moe? Is it Moe? Is that the expensive champagne? Yeah, I'll just go with that. Moe. I'll get a lifetime supply of that and on-sell it and make lots of money. Question 28. You discover a beautiful island upon which you may build your own society. You make the rules. What is the first rule you put into place? No clothes, because it's funnier that way. Okay, question 29. What is your favourite expletive? Motherfucker. It just feels nice to say it. Question 30. Your house is on fire. Holy shit. You have just enough time to run in there and grab one inanimate object. Don't worry, your loved ones and pets have already made it out safely. So what's the one thing you're going to save from that blazing inferno? My phone. I would be completely lost without my phone. Question 31. You can erase any horrible experience from your past. What will it be? I wouldn't actually erase any horrible experiences because they've made me who I am today. Question 32. You got kicked out of the country for being a time-travelling heathen who sleeps with celebrities and has superpowers. But check out this cool shit. You can move to anywhere in the world. Okay, but what's the question? Where would I move? Okay, I guess. US or Scotland? 33. The celestial gates of beyond have opened, much to your surprise, because you didn't think such a thing existed. Death appears. As it turns out, death is actually a pretty cool entity and happens to be in a fantastic mood. Death offers to return the friend, family member, person, etc. of your choice to the living world. Who will you bring back? My cat Trouble, because he was pretty fucking awesome. Question 34, what was your last dream about? Dreamt about some people, a couple that I follow, that do a lot of creative writing and analysis and stuff like that. In my dream, they were running a couples retreat, which is not something they do, a couples retreat, teaching how to bring more intimacy in the relationship by being more creative with each other. That's my last dream I had. Are you a good, insert anything you'd like here. Are you a good person? I'm trying to be. Question 36, have you ever been admitted to the hospital? Yes. 37, have you ever built a snowman? No, I've never seen snow. Damn it. Question 38, what is the colour of your socks? Well, I'm not wearing any right now, but I've got stripy socks. Grey and black tends to be the colours of my socks because they go with my work trousers, which is the only time I wear socks. 39, what type of music do you like? Rock and jazz. Question 40, do you prefer sunrises or sunsets? Sunrises. Question 41, what is your favourite milkshake flavour? That would be vanilla malt. Question 42, what football team do you support? I will answer in terms of American football as well as soccer. Well, I'm Australian, so we don't really fully follow either, but AFL, Australian football. I'd have to go with St Kilda because that's my brother's team and he'd kill me if I didn't. Question 43, do you have any scars? Yes, I do. Question 44, what do you want to be when you graduate? Well, I've already graduated and I'm doing what I want to do. Question 45, if you could change one thing about yourself, what would it be? Nothing. I'm pretty happy. Question 46, are you reliable? Not always. Question 47, if you could ask your future self one question, what would it be? Lottery numbers. Question 48, do you hold grudges? Nope. Too much energy expended in holding grudges. Question 49, if you could breed two animals together to defy the laws of nature, what new animal would you create? I would breed a crocodile, just because that would do, what's his name, Ray Comfort's head in. That would be hilarious. What is the most unusual conversation you've ever had? I tend to have a lot of unusual conversations on a regular basis, so anything ranging from philosophical to smart to in between to both philosophical smart, if that exists. Being a little bit vague because I just have so many of them and I'm really bad at remembering. Question 51, are you a good liar? Yes, I am. Question 52, how long could you go without talking? However long I sleep at night, but even then I talk in my sleep, so a couple of hours. Question 53, what has been your worst haircut hairstyle? I tried to cut my own fringe when I was about 4 or 5 and I ended up with a mullet. Question 54, have you ever baked your own cake? Yes. Question 55, can you do any accents other than your own? I can do a really bad Somerset accent, but only within a certain phrase. So the phrase is, Oi can read and Oi can write, but that don't matter because Oi can drive a tractor. That's horrible, but that's all I can do. Question 56, what do you like on your toast? Vegemite. Question 57, what is the last thing you drew a picture of? What is the last thing I drew a picture of? Probably an eye. I draw lots of eyes. Question 58, what would be your dream car? A Karmann Ghia, classic car, or going on the opposite end of the scale, a Tesla, or a Google self-driving car. Yeah, pretty much. question 59, do you sing in the shower or do anything unusual in the shower? Explain. I do sing in the shower regularly. I also like to sway in and out of the water, which is like I've done since I was a kid. Guess it's kind of weird, but it feels nice. Question 60, do you believe in aliens? Yes, I do, but I don't think we'll ever see them because of the distance and the unlikelihood that they've evolved at the same rate as us or at a faster rate than us. And if we do ever see them, then they'll probably just be coming to, like, destroy the planet. 61, do you often read your horoscope? No, I do not. I do not believe in horoscopes. Question 62, what is your favourite letter of the alphabet? F. Because even just saying F sounds like you're swearing, so that's fun. Question 63, which is cooler, dinosaurs or dragons? Gonna be a complete nerd here and say dinosaurs are, because that's where dragon mythology came from, so it's pretty cool. Question 64, what do you think about babies? Yeah, they're tiny humans. They're alright. Question 65, ask anything you can think of. Am I happy this questionnaire is over? Yes, I am.